So we've been talking about death, and I thought to talk about one particular kind of doubt that meditators have. I mean, aside from the doubt about, you know, are things inherently existent or not, are they impermanent, are they permanent, you know, these kinds of things, is the doubt when you start to meditate, you know, or you work really hard to go in retreat, you know, and then you get in retreat, and you're in retreat. And the first week, it's like really good. And then you go, gee, I'm not getting anywhere in my retreat. There's people offering service, you know, that are working in society, and they're really working with compassion and helping so many people. And I'm just sitting here on my tush, watching my belly button. Maybe I should go out and do some social service work and help people and teach them and spread compassion. And then you know, you leave your retreat, you know, and you go out and you do some work, you know? And then you come, and it's really nice, and people benefit, and it's really good for a week. And then you come home and you go, well, yeah, I'm helping all these people, but I don't really know anything. You know, my Dharma knowledge isn't very good, and my compassion isn't very steady myself, so I need to actually learn more before I can help anybody. So you stop your, you know, helpful work to people, and then you go and you enroll in a Dharma school, and then you study really hard, and that's really good, like for a week or so, you know, and I'm really learning so much, and it's really beneficial, and, you know, this really, but then after a week you go, but this is all just intellectual knowledge. It's just words and more words and people's theories and concepts. And I don't need theories and concepts. I need to meditate. I need experience. So then you leave school and you go and you work and find a retreat situation and you sit down to meditate. And it's really good for a week. And then you go, but I'm just sitting here and all these other people are benefiting people. And, you know, I should be out benefiting people. And so then you leave your retreat and then you go and you do your social work, you know, help benefit and teach people. And then that's, you know, and you get tired of that and because you don't know anything. And then you go back and you learn some more and then you get fed up with it. It's too many concepts and words. And then you want to go back and just meditate. And you keep going round in circles. So this is I see a lot of nodding heads. You know, and so this is all caused by doubt, you know, because we don't really have confidence in what we're doing. And if our teacher tells us to do something, we don't have confidence in the teacher, you know, to follow the instructions. And instead we think, what does the teacher know about me? They don't know me. I know myself better, you know. I mean, after all, I'm almost omniscient, you know. I'm going to get enlightened in this lifetime. I can guide myself. I don't need some screwy teacher who just, you know, is going to tell me what to do and boss me around. Forget that, you know. I had enough of that one. Yeah. And so, it's true, isn't it? That's where we are. Yeah? And so we doubt our teacher, we doubt our practice, we doubt everything. But like I said yesterday, when doubt is in our mind, we don't realize it is doubt, and we believe everything we think. You know? And that's why this book is going to come called Don't Believe Everything You Think. Because, I mean, this is what happens, isn't it? And we just go round and round, round and round. And, you know, this is what we've been doing since beginningless time. Isn't it? You know, they call it cyclic existence for a reason, you know. And we've been, you know, guiding ourselves and inventing our own path and, you know, sometimes meditating, then leaving that to go study and then leaving that to do social work and leaving that to meditate. And all of this stuff we've been doing again and again. And we're still in cyclic existence, aren't we? Yeah? But good Buddha gives us some advice and we say, I don't know about does Buddha know? He lived 2,600 years ago. He doesn't understand my life. Okay. Yeah. But this is how doubt runs us around, and how our own ignorance and our own arrogance, you know, because there's a certain kind of arrogance that believes our doubt. And this is how all these disturbing mental factors just run us around and keep us digging those holes in the ground, which we keep decorating. Yeah. So, yeah. That's why we have to, you know, recognize doubt as doubt and stubbornness and ignorance for being what they are, you know? And then develop our own wisdom, but it helps to, you know, sometimes other people may know things. You know, once in a while. Not very often, of course. But once in a while, they might actually have some good advice and may think they know something. But like I said, only once in a while, not too often. Because most of them are usually pretty stupid. And that's why we have so much compassion for them. Yeah. Okay.